You could say Baruch, although Mikol Mokim Nevorach Odin. Avada Nevorach is better. The Yomar Avada Barava Amri Beirav Tanina. We learn another raya for this is, it says, Gvov Nechlokim. If you have six people eating together, they're allowed to divide up into two different categories and make them Zimin 3 and 3. Ad Yud, until you have 10 people. When you have 10, then they can't divide up, because with 10, you say Nevorach Elokeinu. If you divide up 5 and 5, you don't say Elokeinu. But the Diyak, 6, you could divide up. Now, Iyamrit Bishleim and Nevorach Odiv, if you say even when you have 6 people, you're still better off saying Nevorach, as Mishum Hachi Nechlokim. That's why it's good 6 could divide up into 3 and 3. Well, by 3, what's the Nusach going to be? You could only say Nevorach. So if you're going to say when you have 6, you're supposed to say Baruch, and that's better, how could they divide up into 3 and 3? 3 and 3, you only say Nevorach. Halamai, it's Araya, even when you have 6, still Nevorach is better. But if you're going to tell me, no, when you have more than 3, when you have 4, 5, 6, you're supposed to say Baruch Hu, why could it divide up? It's better to have 6 to say Baruch Hu. El Olav Shemamina, Nevorech, Odi Shemamina. But Avad, it's always better to say Nevorech. The Mishnah just says that when you have 4, if you want to say Baruch Hu, you're allowed to when you yotze mitzvah zimun. But Shlok Shmuel, it's better always to say Nevorech. Rashi af Baruch Hu, Shapka Domis, that's the Chiddush. Even if you say Baruch Hu, you also Yotze. Miyu Toivah Lias Bechlah HaMavorchum, it's always better to say Nevorach. Rashi Tanina means Siyat L'Shmuel Raya T'Shmuel. Shisha Nechlokim, Im Rotsu L'Cholek L'Shtecha Burus L'Zaman Eil L'Yatzmon V'Eil L'Yatzmon Rishoy. They want to divide up 3 and 3, the Mutahein. Shareyei Zimun Kan V'Kan, Monashev, both have Zimun. Adasora Kloima, V'Chein Zayin V'Chein Ches. The Shtecha Burus, V'chein Tef the Shtecha Burus. Oy L'Shloisha, Mayin already can even have 3, 3, 3, 3. Adasoro, Avlim Hoya Soro, when you have 10 people eating together, Chalo Aleya Maskoros Hashem, then the Chiv Zimun is to say Nevorach Elokeinu. V'in Yechalku, Loyia Shem Haskoro. They won't be able to say Hashem's name. Therefore the din is Ein Nechlokim. Ad Sheyiyu Shem Esrim. So you have 20. When you have 20, then you can have 10 and 10, 2 Chaburus.
You can split up 10 and 3 and get
32. Right, right. Only when you have 20, you can divide up then. If you say Baruch Hu is better, so when you have 6, they should not be allowed to divide up. It's better to say Baruch Hu. El lav shemamino af Baruch Hu koma maspisin. The chiv on the maspisin af Baruch Hu koma is mistavrihi shetayv la liyodim liyos minam aborchim. Now you have Shmuel Svaro. His Baruch Hu is as good. The Mishnah says you could also say Baruch Hu. But now Ben Asvara Shmuel says you should be part of the Mavorchim. The Siyata de Shmuel. This is part of the Gears. This is a Raya to Shmuel. By this. So the Gemara, Tanina Nam Yoch is another Raya for this. Bein Shama Baruch Hu, Bein Shama Nevorach, Ein Teif Sinai Sei. So you see, both Mishnahs are good. It's even though you have 4 or 5 people, if you want to, you could say Nevorach, we don't chop you like say you're doing something wrong. And in Tevse Mois Nakach, we have Niknonim, Tevse Mois Yakach. Shno Niknonim is people that are Medagdik very much, and they're Loshin, they'll be Medagdik, they'll help you. Shrashi Taninam Yochi, the Mastisan Ath Baruch Hukoma, Vaniknonim means Dafkonim, Tevse Mois Yal Shoitzi Yasim in a Klal. Hey, Svaket, they hold like Shmuel so stark that if you're going to say Baruch Hu, they'll help you and tell you're doing wrong. That you're Medavka supposed to say Nevorach. And that's our meaning that we always say Nevorach. Whether you have 4 or 5 people, you always say Nevorach means including yourself in the bracha. So the Gemara, Umi brechoysov shel odom nikur im tam chochem hu im lav. From the way you make a bracha for the nusach habracha, we can tell whether you're tam chochem or not. Ketzad, Rebbe yoyne uvetuvoi hareza tam chochem. We end up saying, Bora shechavu mishaloi uvetuvoi chayinu. Means from your goodness we live. Uvetuvoi. Or with your goodness we live. Hareza Tamachokim. Umi Tuvai, but if someone is going to say Umi Tuvai, means from your goodness, means just a little bit of your goodness, Hareza Bor. That's not nice already. Drashi, Umi Tuvai Hareza Bor. Shemamayit Patag Molusov Tamaloyov Shalakokim. You're taken away from the goodness that Hashem does to us. Dimash Medova Muet Kidechaim. Like, Umi Tuvai means from his goodness, he does a little bit. He gives us a little bit Chaim. Uva Tuvai means Lashin with his goodness. Umi Tuvai from his goodness. So it's no good to say Umi Tuvai, it's supposed to say Uve Tuvai. Like we say, Baruch Shechanu Mishalai, Uve Tuvai Chayinu. Omalay Abaya Laravimi. I walk Siv, with Vichosecha Yvorich. Or Yvorich as Beis Avadechel Yulam. So it says, Umi Birchosecha. The Mashmi, you could say Lashon Umi, from your brachas, you gave the bracha to Abayis. So here also, Umi Tuba should also be good. And the Gemara B'Sheila Shani, depends if you ask him something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's different. Then you could say Lashon Miyot. Rashi B'Sheila Shani, Sha'a Shoyel, Shoyel Ka'oni. When you ask him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to ask like an Oni. Al Pesach, Sheina Merim, Roish Lishol, Sheila Gedela. Then you can't ask for too much, you only ask for a little bit. She already asked, like, please give me a little bit of your bracha. For the Gemara name, B'Sheila Namiyak said, there's a pasuk, even when you ask from a Kodesh Baruch, the pasuk of Tehillim says, Harche Picha V'Yamaleyu. Open up your mouth wide, and I'll fulfill you. Mashmi is supposed to ask for as much as you want, and open up and say as much as you want. Shrashi Harche Picha, Lisho Kol Taivasecha. It's everything you want. Ask from a Kodesh Baruch, join davening, have kavana, whatever you want. And the Gemara knows who the Dibre Torah Siv. Hakapicha Bidashin goes on Dibre Torah. It means open your mouth wide, it means learn a lot. It's not going on Shaila asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's going on learning Torah. That you should open up your mouth wide, the Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu fill your needs then. By the Tanya, Rabbi Yoimer, Betuvai Choyinu, like we say, Rosh Chanam Shloim Betuvai Choyinu, Hareza Tamachochem, that's good. Chayim, if you just say Betuvai Chayim, Hareza Bor. Rashi Chaim raised a board, the Hoytzi Yatsim in a cloud. Mashmah's not coming for you. The Hashem gives Chaim, but not to you. Hey, Choyinu, Mashmah Hashem makes us live. You're supposed to include yourself in the bracha. Now, Habloi Zakimar Masni Yibcha. They learned Fakir that you're supposed to say Chaim and not Choyinu. So, Gemara, let's do this in Habloi. We don't pass it like Nahabloi. You're supposed to say Nahabloi Choyinu, include yourself. Rashi Masni Yibcha, Chaim Odif. They said Chaim is better. Shekel is kol b'yelam. Chayim is mashma all type of living things, and we don't pass the nabloi. It's better to say choyinu, which means us. Amar Rav Yochanan, nevorech she'achalnu mishaloi hareza tamud kochem. As we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ate from his food. Nevorech she'achalnu, we ate mishaloi from him. That's good, like we do. Rashi, nevorech she'achalnu mishaloi, mashma shu yechidi. Shakil Echle Mishloi. Yevish is one, everybody eats from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mashaykh, when somebody says, Lemi Shochanu Mishloi, not Nevorech, but Lemi Shochanu Mishloi, Hareza Bor. That's not nice. Because Lemi, from the person we ate from, to mean the Balabos, as if to say, thank in the Balabos that gave you teeth. Shashi Lemi Shochanu Mishloi, Mashma Merubim Hain, Oizezon, Ezev, Ezozon, Ezev. Lefi Devorech, Mavorech, Ez Balabais. Comes out, you're only benching the Balabas. So you shouldn't say, Lemi Shachan L'Mishaloi, but you say, Nevorach Shachan L'Mishaloi. Omalei Ravacha, B'rei de Rav L'Ravashi. V'am Rinon, I think Moram Sochim says, by the Haggadah, when it comes right before Hallel, we say the right after Hallel, the Nil, we say the Bracha, we say, Lemi Sha'os Allah the Seine V'Lonu, Ez Kol Anisim O'Elu. So we say Lemi. So we don't sound like Nevorach, we say Lemi. See also, why can't we say Lemi Shachanu Mishaloi? You see, Lemi also means from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or Malay, Hosa Mucha Milsa. Really, you're talking about Nisim, it's Mucha Milsa, you're talking about the Eivishter. But man Oved Nisa, Kutcha Brichu, who's the one that does Nisim the Eivishter? So when you're talking about Nisim, then you could say, Lemi Shosala, the Saint of Lord, was called Nisim Elu. When you're coming to thank that Hashem gave you food, if you would just say Lemi Shachanu Mishaloi, you would think maybe you mean the Balabos that gave you to eat. Therefore, he's supposed to say, Nevorech, Shachan Ashlal, we're benching the Eibishter. Trashi also Mucha Milsa, to be Maisa Nisim Lekalamemim Rubin. But comes to do Nisim, he can't say a few people do Nisim. Treat us the Eibishter. Om Rabbi Yechanin, Borech Shachanu Mishaloi, Hareza Talmud Chochem. That's what we say, Borech Shachanu Mishaloi. Al Hamozin, somebody says, Borech. Alhamozin shachanu hareza bor. Drashi kritnan alhamozin shachanu blekatonu mishaloi. Alhamozin shachanu hareza bor. Taisus says alhamozin hareza bor. Taisus second Taisus the mashma the mavorach la balabayis hamachiloi. You're benching the balabos. Dile rachmano lomu maski mozin. Beloy mozin yesh harbe lavorchay. Even without the food, you have to thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, you shouldn't say, al hamozin shechanu, just borach shechanu mishaloi. And we're not to say al hamozin. Omer Rav Huna, bread of Yeshua. Lo yamorun ela begimul dolek Hashem shemayim. It's only when we don't say Hashem's name that you have these chesroinis, like it's mashma, you're blessing the Baal HaBos, not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avu ba'asorah. When you have 10 people that we say, Elokeinu, di kashem shemayim, is mucha chamilsa. Then it's mucha milsa, we mean klo di yebishto. Kiritnan. Kinyin shum avorach, kakayna machru. The same way he answers, we answer back. Baruch Hashem, lokei tzavok, asher lokei Yisrael, lokei atzvokais, yeshev akruvim, alamosin shochanu. You see, Klo, when you have that 10,000 people, when you mention Hashem's name, you're allowed to say Al Hamozin Shochanu, because there you don't make mistakes and maybe you're thanking the Baal HaBos. Since you're saying Hashem's name, shoot, you're thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But we don't hold like this. We hold even by 10. We say Elokeinu, still we say Baruch Elokeinu Shochanu Mishloi V'tuv V'chayinu. Right. Echad the Mishnah says now, Echad Asorah V'Yechad Asorah Rebuya. The first Tanakhama says whether there's 10 or 10,000, still we only say the Baruch Elokeinu, nothing more. For the Gemara, Gufa Kashrit, the Seer in the Mishnah, Omar Tov Echad Asara V'Echad Asara Rebuya, whether on 10 or 10,000, you still say the Baruch Elokeinu, Al Moki Adodi Ninu, it's the same Nusach HaBrocho, V'od the Ketonin, right after, the Mishnah says, V'Meya Oimer, or V'Elef Oimer, Rebuya Oimer. The Mishnah then says different Nuschois. If you have 100, you say Hashem Elokeinu. 1,000, Hashem Elokeinu Tzavokos, you say. You have different Nuschois? Have the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yosef Lekasho, Hor Rabbi Yosef Yaglili, Hor Rabbi Kiva. Like it says in the end of the Mishnah, it's not like the Seif the Mishnah says. Rabbi Yosef Yaglili, Yoyim Elefi Roiv HaKol Heim Avorchem. Depending upon how many people are there, you make the Nusach HaBrocha. Shenemar, Bemakelois, Borcho Elokim. But Makelos, with a rabbin, you bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the fee of the rabbin, the bracha changes. That's the basic lili shita. And the Kiva says, no, everybody has the same nusach. Elokeinu, nothing more. Amu Rabbi Kiva, Ma Mitzinu Rabbeis HaKnesses. Rabbi Kiva brings a raya from shul. Even though you have 10,000 people davening in shul, still we don't say more than Baruch was Hashem HaMavarach. We don't change the nusach HaBracha. For the Gemara, for Rabbi Kiva, High crowd of Yosef Lili Mayovidly, but Rabbi Yosef Lili had a posse. The posse says, Bamakhelois. Because according to the Kehila, you have to bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does he do with this posse? And the Gemara, me boiler like Ratani. He used it like the Brisa says. Hoyer Meyer Oimer. Minayin Shafilu Ubrin Shabemeye Imon Omru Shira Layum. Heshbashas Yitzias Mitzrayim by the Kriyas Yamsuv, where a pregnant Isha. Even the Uber inside the stomach also said Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I owe the Yoshir, the whole Kli Yisrael said Shira, even the Uberim also said Shira. How do you know it? Shenemah, the Pasuk says, V'makeloiz Baruch Hu Lakim Hashem Mimkor Yisrael. The Mimkor Yisrael means from the Mekor, from where they're created from. It's even in the womb, the baby inside the stomach also said Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the more of the Iduch, what does the Beis Yisrael really do with this Braisa? So there's no Stira. Mimkor Nafka. The plus is two parts of the plastic. From the Makelis, Baruch Hu Lakim, he learns out that the fee, the Roiv HaKam, you have to get a bracha. And the plastic ends off with Hashem Mimkor Yisrael. From the word Mimkor, redashin, even inside the stomach, they said Shiva. Trashiv Ibir, Ubrin, Mimkor Nafka. The Yanan, Mimakelis Dashinim. That's just two different drushes to the plastic. Mimakelis means the fee, the Roiv HaTzibur, you say a different Nusuch. And Mimkor means from the stomach. Omar Rova, Halacha Krebi Kiva. That's the way. Paskin, that we never say more than the Baruch Elokeinu. Whether it's 100 or 1,000, 10,000, say the Elokeinu. Ravina Rav Chama Babuzi Ikloy Levei Resh Glusa. They went to eat for Resh Glusa. Kom Rav Chama V'kor Mahad Rav Heneya. When it came to benching, they had something like 98 people there. So he went to look for another two people to make 100 people. Poshiri he held like a very sick Lili. We'll say another Nusach. We'll say Hashem Elokeinu will say now. Omle Ravina, Ravina told him, no, Loi Tzarichish, don't have to look after the 100. Hochi Yama Rav, Halacha Krebi Kiva. So since we pass on Krebi Kiva, there's no Nafkamina whether you have 98 people or 100 people. You're still going to say the same Nusach, the Baruch HaLakeinu. There's no need to run after another two people. Omle Rav, Kiach Lina and Rifta, Bei Resh Kalusa. When we ate Pas, by Resh Kalusa, Mevorchinon, Gimel Gimel. Even though there was a tremendous big Suda there, he had like 100 people, the Resh Kalusa was the Rabash, the head, and they were in Golus. So a lot of people eating together. still, they used to bench three at a time. Like they broke off from the Suda at the end, and they benched three at a time. For the Gemara Ashton's, Levorchu Yud Yud, the Chura, since the Bechila, they sat down 1,100 people even together, so they had a Chiv Zimin to mention Hashem's name Elokeinu, so if they wanted to bench separately, they should have at least taken 10 people together to be able to say Hashem's name. And the Gemara, Shoma Resh Galusa V'Yikput, that the pshat was Resh Galusa used to take a long time to finish the Suda. And they Pasha can't wait so long, they got nervous. So they didn't want to wait to bench when he gets finished. So they wanted to bench early. If they're going to bench 10 people together, it's going to make a big rush. You have to speak out loud that the 10 people will hear you. So Resh Galusa is going to hear that in the middle of his big Suda, people are starting to bench or get angry. So they couldn't bench 10 people together. That's going to make too much noise. So Resh Galusa will hear and get angry. Be it put. For the Gemara Bezoi, the best place would be, V'nif could be brichos to Resh Galusa. Or Bezoi, wait for Resh Galusa. You'll have to wait a few minutes. You're mechuyev to wait. If you sat down to 100 people here, they had a chiyuv to bench mezumin with saying Elokeinu, so how do they have a right to bench earlier? They should have waited to bench with the Resh Galusa. And the Gemara, Aydi Diavsha, Kuli Yama, since there were so many people by this Suda, there's such a big tumult there, Leishmiya, they wouldn't be able to hear from the Mevorech his bracha. They couldn't hear him say Rebosan Velam mention or Rishus Mevorech Elokeinu Shecharam Shloi. They couldn't hear from the Mevorech, but there were thousands of people there. So the Mevorech is all the way up there. They were all the way in the back of the room. They couldn't hear him. So if you can't hear him, you're not Yoytzer Bricha Zimun. Therefore, it's kedai for them to make the Zimun separately. Make 3-3. Let them make 10-10. That would be Mevayish the Resh Galusa. So they couldn't do 10-10. It made too much noise. So the Yoytzer was, let them make a Zimun 3-3. But to be Yetzer from the Resh Galusa, they couldn't, because they couldn't hear the bracha. And that's the halacha. If you don't hear the bracha, the mezum that the Mevorach is saying, you're not Yetzer bracha zimun. You have to hear him saying the Vorach Shorcham Mishaloi. Then we answer back, Vorach Shorcham Mishaloi. But if you don't hear it from him, you're not Yetzer zimun. So here they said, there's such a big tumult, Loi Shemiyah, we don't hear his bracha, we can't be Yetzer. They'd say it wouldn't be such a problem, usually by big Suda that have a microphone already, so you can always hear. But without a microphone, there'd be a Shiloh. So Drashi, Mevorchin Tlosa Tlosa, Resh Galusa Marech V'Sudosei, Resh Galusa took a long time for his Suda. V'Yanan, Kol Gimel Gimel, Shigomru Sudos, and every three they got finished eating, Mizamnin B'Kel Nomach, used to bench with a small Kel Nomach. V'Yoshrim Acher HaBrocham, At Shigomru Resh Galusa, they would wait till Resh Galusa got finished, they didn't leave. The Yizam Nahu, and then Resh Galusa will make the Zimun. The Ayeshrim Etzloi of the Kel Rum, it's the people that were near Resh Galusa, they'll be Yitzu with his Kel Rum because they can hear him. But the Maskar of the people in the back couldn't hear the Resh Galusa, so they had to have their own Zimun. The Kamen Porah Kunetik, the Broch of the Resh Galusa. Shama Resh Galusa, in Ho Yum Azam Nim Yud Yud, if they'll make 10 people together, Ho Yisorach HaMavorach Lak V'Yakoyloi, Nachamon, the Mavorach has to raise his voice. V'Yishama, Resh Galusa, because he has to say loud enough that the 10 people hear him. So you're saying it's so loud already, Mustama Resh Galusa would also hear what's going on. The Yichra Leh get angry at you, Shonoisim Chabur Leatzmenu, that you're making your own benching, but for Hesiyah. Hey, Staff, Agav, the Masas Nashayim Midei Zimun, Shalat Koros Hashem. Even though you're taking yourself out, you're not saying Elokeinu when you bench now 3-3, Zuchihodim Mizam, Resh Galusa, Bas Koros Hashem. I later, when Resh Galusa benches, he is going to say Hashem's name. So if the lavin on Nafki Bay, so there's the kasha. How could you mizamin 3-3? You don't have the same zimin as saying Hashem's name. Wait already for Resh Galusa. There's the Gemara's teretz later. Because the Yom Rabbah says swa the aim zimin of Afreya. Afinolach inichlo b'hochi mishum diavsha kuli yama. The Gemara's teretz shayashom mesubin rabin the aim kolam avarach nishma. That they wouldn't be yaitz anyway from Resh Galusa. Since there are so many people, they're talking, whatever it was, they're moving, that when the Mevorach said, Mevorach Elokeinu, the people in the back couldn't hear him. So it wouldn't help waiting to say Hashem's name. They're not Yetzer Zimun altogether. So now they did the best they could do is bench 3-3. Vakopon, this comes out, the famous Shiloh, well, they go to a chasana, and Matchila, you wash together, 10 people at the table, or you have everybody together. So who it's Chalachiv Zimun, you have to bench 10 people together. To be able to say Hashem's name, the Baruch Elokeinu, it wouldn't be enough just to bench three at a time. Because three, you don't say like Hashem's name. But the Shalah, how you let a leader chasna early, you don't hear the benching of the Baruch Elokeinu. So halachot brought down the shasat chak. If you have a tzorich mitzvah shasat chak, amol you could be mekel to bench abiyim mezamin three, even though you're not saying Hashem l'kein, you're not saying Hashem's name. Rav Moshe has an answer. Moshe talks about the shuvis that people ask. Amol the chasna goes to 1-2 o'clock in the morning. The guy's in the field to 1 in the morning. He has to go to work next morning 6 o'clock. He'll never make it to work next morning. What's his eitzah? So Moshe gave an eitzah that if you know for sure you have to leave the chasna early, the shas you wash, have in das that you do not want to be kaveya with the other people in the suda. You don't want to be mitzarat to zimun with them. Then it's never chal upon you chil zimun. Then you can bench whenever you want by yourself. So he learns a chiddush that helps. If you have das mitzchila b'shas you wash, you do not want to be mitzarat with the rabbin, then it's called like eating by yourself. And you never had a chiv zimun upon you, then you can bench early and leave early. But without that, that's the Gemara here, that without a good reason, you're not supposed to leave early, because since you chal 10 people ate together, there's chal a chiv zimun to send a baruch alakenu. And here they had an eitzah, because they couldn't hear them a baruch. But today by chasna, usually what they do is, they at least, bashas sheva brachas usually, they make everybody go up near the baruch to listen to him. Because he's supposed to hear the baruch, he's supposed to hear the baruch. Right. Omar Rabbah Tzoyzvah. Haino Gimel Dekarchi Rift about their Dodi. If you have 3 people that wash together, we've called them Chad Menayu Boruch Adaiti. One person has got nervous and he finished eating and he benched by himself. He didn't wait for the other two, he benched by himself. Is Aloha Inin Nafkin Mizim the day. Now later he's still there. When the other two. You are nothing to zim the two, but the third person that already benched, he's not mekayim mitzvah zimun. Because since he already benched, he did the mitzvah birchas hamosim. It doesn't help him now to have a zimun, a zimun l'mafreya. But I call upon him; he could be mitzvah with the other two, since he never was a mezamin yet. Rashi, a baruch l'daisei means liyatzah b'lo zimun. His one person finished early eating fifth. And he benched for himself. Is lemafreya mishi yavarach v'idei zimu layotze. He was already yotze benching, so he himself doesn't have mitzvah zimun. But I'll call upon him, it helps for the other two people that they could bench with mizumin, and he answers. Right, the Bishmur Aloyna. So the Mishnah says, how do you, what's the nusach? Baruch Hu Es Hashem. And the Bishmur said, the nusach should be, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavarach, like we say. Lemor rafrim ba popom ikloy levei knishta. He went into shul, the Yaveh Giver, but his place. Kom Korah B'Sifro, he got an Ali, he read by the Sefer Torah, the Yomer, and he said, Baruch Hu Hashem, V'yishtit, that's all he said. He didn't say, Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavarach, he just said, Baruch Hu Hashem. V'lo Yom HaMavarach, is Avshe Kula Yalma, the big tumult in shul. Anaya Nusach, somebody gets up and says, Baruch Hu Hashem. He didn't say HaMavarach, and then a tumult. Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavarach, everybody answered back, say HaMavarach already. On our Rabbis said, Pas Yochmi, like a black pot. Trashi Pasya Klicheris, called them a black earthly keli. The Yarmahokib sister of Yachasya. Bahavi Plukta Lomoloch. Hey, you had a tiny to Rafa my papa. Why do you have to get yourself into a machlekis? It's a machlekis in the Mishnah, true. The other Kiva says that just say Baruch was Hashem. For the Bishmol says Hashem Hamavaruch. So why do you have to put yourself into a machlekis? The Yoid Honoguam Kredi Shmuel. The Gans of Elf, the Minigalim is Kredi Shmuel. So even if the first kash was even according to the Kiva, he just said he just have to say Baruch was Hashem. But if this you say Mavaruch, it's also good. So what do you have to get yourself into trouble for? You should on your own said Baruch was Hashem HaMavaruch. The Yoid that we pass him developed filter like Yav Yishmuel. And that's what we do. We always say Baruch Hashem HaMavaruch. Rashi Badi put the Lomloch, Toiv Loch Lechol Zivar Yav Yishmuel. Shach Rebbe Kiva Moida. Even Rebbe Kiva is Moida, you could say HaMavaruch. Zichyam HaMavaruch Tzvei Yodah. Elishain Tzorach. So the Lord, why have to get yourself in the trouble for? Say right away, Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavaruch. Right. The Mishnah. Gimel Shoch L'Kacha. 3 people sat down to eat together. Is Einim Rishur L'Chalek. They're not allowed to divide up, because then they won't have Zimun. They have to bench B'Zimun. Trashi the Yitzchai V'Lu B'Zimun. V'Chein Dalet V'Chein Chamisha. They can't divide up. Vav, if you have 6 people in the Chalokim, you could have 3 and 3. Ad Asura, until 10. The Asura in the Chalokim. Once you have 10 people, you can't divide up, because you have to say Elokeinu. Ad Chof, unless you have 20 people. You have two different tables in one house, like two different chaburas. Is this man shemiktsosin roin elu aselu? Even though two a table here and a table there, or a table over there, are these some people? The person at the end of this table can see the person at the beginning of the next table. Are these some of them from this table can see some of them from that table? Is a reilu mitzarfen? Then you can mitzarf both together, either to say lokenu or else tam to make one mezumin that one person can bench for everybody. Mitzarf from the zimun. V'yim lav, but if they can't see one another, is elu mezam liyatsum, elu mezam liyatsum. They can't put together. You can't have one person saying the bracha of everybody. You have to have two different mezumim. Ein mevorchen ala yayin achitim l'toichem mayim. When you make on a kais, to say, to make the bracha samozna a kais shoyayin, you have to put wine with water. And the wine talking about is yayin chai, raw wine. It's very, very strong. It's not drinkable. So first you have to put water in to make it roilish to you. Divrei Reb Elezer, but Chum Maimim Mevorchim. Chum say no. Even on Yain Chai and raw wine, strong wine, you can also bench. Trashi, V'chein Da'olein Agimul Mezamnim V'Yochid V'Hayochid Yechlet Mehem. Di'yonam Yikva B'Chay V'Zimun. You can't let one divide up from the other three, because this one also has a Chay V'Zimun. Shish Nechlokim V'Dei Zimun Lekan V'Dei Zimun Lekan. Adah Sora V'Asora Nechlokim Yischayv Lu B'Zimun Haskaras Hashem. Ashiu Esrin. When you have 20, then you can make 10 and 10 because you're saying Hashem's name. The Mishnah. My Kamash, Montanin already chod the Zimno. Yimushach lakacha, Tayav Mazamin. We learned that already. Mar Hokamash Mun. Kiho di Omer Rabbi Abba Omer Shmuel. Gimel Sheyoshvu Lechol Kacha. Three people sat down to eat together. Vadayin Loy Ochlu. And they didn't eat yet. Is Amir and Shoyin Lacholik. They can't divide up. Tremendous chiddush. Hey, three people sat down to eat and didn't even start eating yet, still they can't divide up. Lishnah Chrina, another pshat is, Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Shmuel. Lishnah Chrina, Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Shmuel. Hokikatoni, Gimul Shiyoshvu Lecha Kacha. Three people sat down to eat together. Afal Pisha called Echot V'Echot. Oichel Mekikroi, everybody's eating from his own loaf of bread, is also Emi Meshoyin Lecholik. It will be hard for me to say that's not called the Kfiyah together. Since you're eating your own bread, maybe it could be Mechalik. Kamashma no, have be eating the same place, that's called the Kfiyah. Inami another Chiddush is Kiho the Rafuna, the Yama Rafuna. Gimel Shabo Megimel Chaburus. Metchila, you have three different Chaburus of three people. Three there, and three there. And then one from each Chabura came together at a new spot. Is Amir Mishra and Lecholik. Now that these three people are here together, even though they're not eating here, but since there was Chal upon them by their place, the Chleva Zimun, now they come together, they have to bench with the Zimun. So Drashi. Gimel Shabo Mishol Chaburus, who could have assigned them Chizda. Shebo megimu chaburah shegimu ben yodim v'chol chaburah v'nischayvu elu b'zimun. Each one in his own place had a chiv zimun. V'yom adechem v'chol chaburah, one from each chaburah got up v'nitztarfu shleish lechaburachas that came together. Chayodin azamin v'yene mishor lechalak shekvar hukvo v'yafil lo yochlu. That's the chiddush, even though they didn't eat here. Elu ashleisha shmish nitztarfu yachet shekvar gomru sadosim arishayim. Even though they already finished eating at their own places, but since at that place they had a chiyuv zimun, now when they come together, they're allowed to bench together. That's the chiddush. And Amar Rav Chisda, v'ushabo megimu chabura shegimu ben yodim. That at his place where he ate, there were three to have a chiyuv zimun. So now we still have the chiyuv zimun on him. Omar Rava, v'lo yamor nelo